And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 24th of August, 2017. Mount Vesuvius erupted on this day in the year 79, destroying the city of Pompeii, which was about 5 miles away from the mountain resort town. The elite of Rome came out there. About 20,000 people lived in and around Pompeii at the time. Most of them escaped relatively unscathed. About 5,000 people died, most likely from a blast of blistering hot, poisonous gas. The remains of the city and the nearby city of Herculaneum, rediscovered in the 18th century, almost completely intact, buried under about 23 feet of volcanic debris. It's the baptismal day of the poet Robert Herrick, born in London, 1591, who gave us the lines, "Gather ye rosebuds while ye may, old time is still a-flying, and this same flower that smiles today, tomorrow will be dying," in his poem, "To the Virgins to Make Much of Time." He lived out in the country for many years, wrote most of his poetry out there, never married, and most of the women in his poems were probably imaginary. It was on this day in the year 410, Rome was sacked by the Visigoths, bringing an end to the Roman Empire, which at its height had stretched from Britain and the Atlantic to North Africa and Mesopotamia. The Visigoths came down from what is now Germany, led by their chieftain Alaric, who was in his mid-30s. They were incensed at the higher and higher taxes the Romans had exacted on the people in their outer provinces. So they started moving toward Rome. Alaric also wanted some position of respect within the empire. He had laid siege to the city of Rome. The Roman Senate paid him off. But when his demands were repeatedly rebuffed, he came back, waged an all-out attack, and Roman slaves rebelled. Many of them had been captured from Germanic tribes, and they opened the gates to Alaric in the middle of the night, and the Visigoths came in and burned and looted and raped and pillaged, though they did treat Christian sites and relics with some respect. It was on this day in 1456, the first edition of the Gutenberg Bible was bound and completed in Mainz, Germany, first complete book printed with movable type. Today's the birthday of the Argentinian poet and short story writer Jorge Luis Borges, born in Buenos Aires in 1899, who, with his book of short stories, A Universal History of Infamy, in 1935, gave us what we now call magical realism. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins entitled Lucky. All my life I've been lucky. Not that I made money or had a beautiful house or cars, but lucky to have had good friends, a wife who loves me, and a good son. Lucky that war and famine or disease did not come to my doorstep. Lucky that all the wrong turns I made, even if they didn't turn out well, at least were not complete disasters. I still have some of my original teeth. All that could change, I know, in the wink of an eye. And what an eye it is, bright blue, contrasting with her dark skin and black hair. And oh, what long eyelashes. She turns, and with a slight smile, gives me a long, slow wink, a wink that says, "Come on over here, you lucky boy." A poem by Lewis Jenkins, Lucky, from In the Sun, Out of the Wind, published by Will-o'-the-Wisp Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.